From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A judge in California has ruled the state's ban on gay marriage can end next week, pending the appeal of his earlier decision overturning a voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage. Julie Nice, a constitutional law professor at the University of San Francisco, says the ruling by U.S. District Court Judge Vaughn Walker is being seen as a major victory for opponents of the measure known as Proposition 8.
We already have 18,000 same-sex couples here in California and six other jurisdictions around the United States that are recognizing same-sex marriage, and 10 or so countries, including the addition of Mexico City as a city last week. And so I think that it makes it really difficult, frankly, for the backers of Prop 8 to try to show what irreparable harm would occur if the marriage is resumed.
The decision could have implications for nearly 40 U.S. states with similar laws on the books. Suspension gives both sides time to argue their respective positions. The Senate held a brief session today to clear a $600 million border security bill. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports a procedural error made the session necessary.
The Senate actually passed this bill last week. The House then passed it in a one-day session earlier this week. But because of a section of the Constitution which requires all spending bills to originate in the House, the Senate had to come back from adjournment and pass it again. The bill spends about $500 million for more immigration agents and surveillance technology to police the U.S. border with Mexico. Democrats tout it as proof they're getting tough on illegal immigration. Republicans say it's a start, but not enough. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.
A new report says the government needs to do a better job tracking where bank rescue funds have gone. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, the report was prepared by the panel overseeing the Federal Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP.
The panel's report says a significant portion of the money in the $700 billion TARP program went to U.S. banks with large overseas investments, and so some of it appears to have ended up on the balance sheets of European and Asian banks. The panel's chairman, Elizabeth Warren, says if the government had tracked the funds better, it could have required foreign governments to share more of the bailout's cost.
It is difficult to measure the exact extent of TARP's international impact, because Treasury never monitored where TARP funds went.
Treasury Department officials said TARP was part of a globally coordinated effort to stabilize the financial sector during an emergency, and trying to determine which country's banks should feel the biggest impact from the bailout would have been practically and politically impossible. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Another down day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 58 points today to end the session at 10,319. The Nasdaq closed down 18 points to end the day at 2,190. The S&P 500 dropped 5 points. You're listening to NPR. Police in Atlanta have arrested a possible suspect in connection with a string of 18 stabbings that have taken place in three states. Authorities say the suspect, 33-year-old Elias Abulazam, was taken into custody at the Atlanta airport ticket counter. Police say it appears Abulazam was trying to fly to Tel Aviv. A judge in Flint, Michigan, where the attacks began in late May, signed a warrant charging him with assault with intent to murder in connection with the July 27th stabbing. The alleged suspect has ties to both Flint and to Leesburg, Virginia, where three similar attacks took place this month. Five of the stabbing victims died in those assaults. Abulazam is white, while most of the victims were black. A coalition of higher education groups is urging the government to tighten proposed rules on for-profit colleges to help protect students from borrowing more than they can afford to repay. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the rules come as Congress is investigating practices of for-profit schools.
28 different consumer and education groups sent a letter to Education Secretary Arne Duncan urging him to strengthen proposed new rules. The standards would redefine how much the average student should earn after graduating from a for-profit school so they can more easily repay federally back student loans. The proposal is meant to crack down on schools that grant worthless degrees, but the groups say the rules would still allow schools with poor records to continue operating. A Senate committee has launched a probe of for-profit colleges and has held hearings that have exposed aggressive marketing practices. The industry is lobbying against a crackdown, saying it would hurt minority students since they make up a large part of the for-profit student body. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil futures prices closed lower. Oil was down $2.28 a barrel to close at $75.74 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.